Well, welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. The Douglas 4th of July barbecue is something everyone looks forward to. It's a tradition that's more than 40 years old. Not only is the food to die for, but it's also the Douglas Community United Methodist Church's major fundraiser of the year. So here with me via Zoom are Deborah Garish, co-chair July 4th barbecue. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Shelley.
And Claudette Curtis is here as well. Claudette Curtis, longtime church member, 86 years old, who can personally attest to how great the barbecue is. Hello, Claudette. You are live on Juno Afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for being here with us today. Claudette, let's start with you. Just how good is the barbecue? What do you love about it?
Well, it started in 1977 when our pastor, Bob McNabb and his family, who were living in Hawaii, and they came to be our pastor, and they did it in Hawaii, and they started it here. He thought it would be a good idea. It's delicious. I remember the first one was set up on the sidewalk on the side of the church, and I don't remember all what we had the barbecue beef and some salads and stuff, but it's delicious. And every year I think that's proof, because every year for all the years that we've been doing it, people come in hordes to come, and they look forward to it.
How many times do you think you've eaten it?
I've eaten it every time that they've had it. There's probably been a couple of times. Well, of course, they didn't have it last year. And then one year we had a moat around the church, and there was flooding and we couldn't have it. But I think, Deborah, I think that's the only two times, right, that we haven't had it. I've never missed it.
Deborah,
I remember that boat.
Yeah, so the weather doesn't always cooperate when we want to eat barbecue. Deborah, yeah, I know. Yes. Go ahead.
But I'm sorry. I know I don't mean to overtalk, but it's the Lord has blessed us 99% of the time with beautiful weather.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's about as good as you can hope for. Deborah, what would you add to Claudette's description of the barbecue? And is it a particular style? Does it have a name?
It's a deep pit barbecue. And what we do is the meat actually gets wrapped. And there's some pictures on your website. The meat gets wrapped in sheets, and it's got garlic and pepper on it. And then we tie it together with hangers. You take the sheet and then you tie the hanger around it, and you make a hook so you can pull it back out of the pit, you know, after it's cooked. And so my husband is a meat person, and so I'm always there until like about 20 minutes to midnight on the 3rd, and you put the meat down into this pit, and then after the meat's down in there, you spray it a little bit with water. So you're creating this steam that's actually cooking it all night long. Like, we put it in then, and then we pull it out. The first roast comes out like about 45 minutes before we serve. And it's pretty cool.
Where does the meat come from?
The meat this year is actually coming from Super Bear.
Oh, well, they do
they
a good meat.
They give us a good price. They do good meat. And so it's special because it takes everybody working together to put it on. It's like a great time. Like, you might not see people most of the time through the year because you're always so busy. You're passing in the night type of things. Yeah. But when we have the barbecue, it's all hands on deck. And it's like, oh, I'll work on the potato salad, and I'll do beans, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. And so, but this year is a lot different because of COVID.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. And that was actually going to be my next question, because I know people can be pretty serious about how they eat their barbecue, from the bun to the sauce to the sides to the toppings. So this year you've already worked that out. Can you tell us how it's going to be served?
We are going to have what somebody referred to as the meal deal. And it's going to be a barbecue sandwich. And we actually have meat that doesn't have the barbecue in case you don't like barbecue. So we've got that. You can pick your chips and your drink and off you go. And if you have a sweet tooth like a lot of us do, we have some baked goods too that will be for sale.
And I feel like we may have skipped an important part there, which is the sauce. Who makes the sauce? What's it like? How do you, or where does it come from?
I don't know who's making the sauce this year. That's something that was handled. I took my PR part and went that way and went that way. And it all gets done. You just have to take little pieces and work on it.
Well, I, based on Claudette and everything that she described about the long history of outstanding barbecue, I'm not too worried about it. I'm sure I'm going to like it, whoever makes it or whatever kind of sauce it is. So the July 4th barbecue is a fundraiser for your church, Douglas Community United Methodist Church. What are some of the things that the proceeds support?
You want to talk about that, Claudette, or you want me to?
I'll do some and you can do some. Okay. It supports we have a food pantry that we've been running for many years now. People come by on Wednesday and Friday and they can pick up a bag of food, and it supports our, backpack program. Does it, Deborah?
It does. And the backpack program is actually part of a program in Juneau called Feeding Juneau's Future. And the backpack program, what we do is we provide food for kids that are food insecure at home on weekends. So they pick it up on Friday and have it over the weekend. And then they'll be getting food again when they go back to school. As part of that program, we're currently doing a summer feeding program. And we actually make lunches, and they're served 5 days a week up at, Claudette, help me with the name.
Up at Cedar Park.
Thank you. At Cedar Park. And so it goes to help with that also. And then, of course, like most churches, this has not been a normal time, though. We usually would have like a scout group and AA. And we also serve the community by giving them a place, a venue to have certain things that happen, like the Christmas tree lighting. The Christmas tree lighting is a big part of Douglas's life, and the men in our church have for years have been serving cookies and hot chocolate and cider after the Christmas tree lighting and welcoming the community. And there's been the times when we've had musicals too from the community. So,
well, and imagine all those events and this event as well are all volunteer run. So what are some of the ways that people can help support the barbecue?
They can help support the barbecue by either coming and eating. It's $15 for the chips and the barbecue and the drink. It's $2 for drinks this year. And another way is if they want to help donate towards the cost of putting the barbecue on, they could do that also. They can write a donation, and it should say like barbecue supplies on it, so we know that where the money will go. That's another way of doing it. And don't be frightened. We're going to be doing everything. We've got 6 foot long tables, and we've got a person at either end of both tables. And so you'll have your 6 foot for the people, and it'll go that way. They'll meet a cashier at the very beginning. They'll take your money and then they'll pass you on down the line.
Wow. Sounds like you've got all those COVID conscious details worked out. I asked my last guest this, and I wanted to ask you both as well. What does the 4th of July mean to you? And what is important about being a part of this event year after year? Claudette, let's hear from you first.
Well, the thing that I love about it is seeing all the people, because some of these people I don't see that often, and everybody is so happy and everybody seems to be having a great time, and they sit on our lawns and they're not this year, but they can come in the church and use our facilities and stuff. And it's just seeing everybody come and have a good time. And no matter what, they seem to have a big smile on their faces. And I love seeing them come. I love to see the people.
Thanks, Claudette. How about you, Deborah?
And tagging on to what she just said, part of the great fun of it is that I've been doing it for about 40 years now, and you get to see the parents that come and bring the children, and then you see the children grow up and they bring their children. And I've been around long enough that some of us children are starting to bring their children. And it's just a lot of fun. And the neat thing about for the people within the church you're putting on the barbecue is you have this really tight community that's working for a goal. And you also get time, like Claudette says, you get time to talk to people that maybe you just couldn't sit down and spend a couple of hours talking with them. And as you're peeling potatoes for potato salad, it's a great chance.
Well said, both of you. Thank you so much for being my guests today. The 4th of July Deep Pit Barbecue starts at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, July 4th. It's at the Douglas Community United Methodist Church at 3rd and E Street over on the island. Really appreciate you both being here today to share all the delicious details of the meal that we hope we'll be sharing together this weekend. So thank you both very much.
Thank you, Shelley.
Take care. Have a great afternoon.
Shelley.
You're welcome.
Thank you a lot.